At the end of Parshat Achrimot, the Torah says, watch my Torah, because this is the way man should live with Torah. And from here we learn that you're supposed to live in Torah. Don't give up your life in order to keep the Torah. Meaning, if one's life is threatened and they tell him, eat non-kosher, I'll kill you. So he shouldn't lose his life for that mitzvah. We don't lose a life for a mitzvah, except we have exceptions, right? So the Talmud tells us, "V'lo shiyamut b'em," don't die in keeping the Torah. Live in keeping the Torah. Rav Chalap says, the life that the Jewish people were given is different than life that the rest of the world has. By us, life means a life of Torah. Meaning, we would have thought that there's no point in life if I can't keep the mitzvah. And the Torah comes and says, no, I want you to live. Wait, my natural thought would have been, life is Torah. So if I have to give up my life, I'll give up my life, but I won't give up a mitzvah. Comes the Torah and says, no. Rav Chalap says we have to think of it as someone who was granted a precious stone. So precious that it's the only one of its kind in the world. And they told him, we're giving it to you, but you have to know that if you don't watch it and you lose it, you'll get a severe punishment. And then something happened due to things that were beyond his control. He lost it. And it wasn't his fault. So now what happens? They call him in. Can they punish him? They can't punish him. But does he have the gem? He doesn't have the gem. Both are true. You can't punish him, but he's still at a loss. He doesn't have the gem. So when the Torah says, V'chai b'hem, our thought would have been, wait, what's the Torah telling me? What's life if I can't do the mitzvos? Ah, okay, so it's not my fault. I couldn't do that mitzvah. They would have killed me if I would have done it. But wait a second, but I still lost the gem. I didn't do the mitzvah. Now comes the Torah and says, V'chai b'hem. I want you to know that when you don't do the mitzvah and you remain alive, you're doing a mitzvah. Don't think that I lost the mitzvah because I had to, I didn't have a choice. I lost the mitzvah. I would have lost my life, so I didn't. This way I could do other mitzvahs, but I lost that gem. Came the Torah and said, no, you did the mitzvah of v'chai b'hem. The Torah shifted the whole status. Now, by making it a mitzvah, the Torah made it that when we retain our life at the expense of a mitzvah, we also did a mitzvah. I didn't lose anything. This is a very, very important concept for all of life. 9.5 years ago, it was Tzom Gedalia, and our son Shlomo was born, and he had difficulty breathing. And I spent the next week or two next to him in the pediatric intensive care unit. And Baruch Hashem, he got out of it, and he's healthy, Baruch Hashem. It was Erev Yom Kippur. And I knew I was going to spend Yom Kippur going back and forth between the pediatric intensive care unit and my wife, who was also hospitalized. And I didn't know if I was making it to shul at all. I didn't know. Not quite the Yom Kippur you want to have. So I called one of my rabbeim and I said, Rebbe, what am I supposed to do? What kind of Yom Kippur am I going to have now? And based on this Yom Kippur, what kind of year do I have now? And I said, you know, if there was ever a time in my life that I needed a good Yom Kippur, it's this year. I have a kid in the pediatric intensive care unit, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to daven one tefillah today. So he said to me, what do you mean? You're getting all the tefillos in today. I said, how so? He said, if you're doing a mitzvah and you can't go to daven, so then in Shemayim it's as though you did that mitzvah. Then it's not a question of did you daven or didn't you daven, did you have more intent or less intent? You had the most perfect davening. Because in Shemayim, you did what you were supposed to do, so they fill in that blank. It's as though you did the mitzvah. Sometimes in life we can be frustrated because we would like to do more, but the Torah didn't obligate us to do more. this concept that you have a gem, you didn't lose it. You know, I had to keep reminding myself of this. I mentioned last night that for the last 2 weeks, I showed up to shul once. Right? In 10 days, I made it to shul once. Shabbos, I couldn't leave. Hashachris, Mincha, Maariv, I couldn't leave. So you look at that, and you can keep being frustrated and tell yourself, what's going on here? Where are my mitzvos? What's my tefillah? And then you can tell yourself, no, if I'm doing what's right, v'chai b'hem, this is my mitzvah, I didn't lose anything. I'm doing what's right. And this concept gives us a tremendous serenity as we perform mitzvot. I don't have to do everything. And if I can't do more than that, then I'm doing the mitzvah. I didn't lose a gem. It's not that it's not my fault, but I don't have it. It's that I have it. The Torah made it so that I have the mitzvah. That's the concept Rav Chalap is saying from the Pasuk, V'chai b'hem. The Torah made it a mitzvah so that when we forgo a mitzvah in order to retain our life, we didn't lose that mitzvah. We fulfilled the mitzvah of V'chai b'hem. The Torah made it into a mitzvah. The Torah gave it so that it's not a worst case scenario, it's a best case scenario.